So I guess the obvious question with you is how are you feeling out there after being out for a
while? Yeah. It's been really good. It's you know, I was thinking about this. It's a new opportunity for me. I never been in this position where, you know, you have a little injury and then come back. And so kind of having the perspective of, you know, you can either be a victim or be a winner and attack it and come back and, you know, get back to where you want to be. So it's been really good to, you know, figure out who I am as, you know, through an injury and stuff like that, and maybe more of a less like main role cast, you know, and supporting the boys from the sideline during fall camp, stuff like that. And so now be out there on the field and laugh with everybody again and watch everybody make plays, man, it's been phenomenal. Super fun.
So do you feel 100%?
I would say it's a, you know, it depends if we squat on a Monday. You know what I'm saying? If we practice after we go squat. So it does feel really good, and I'm happy where I'm at. So we're just making it happen.
Was it kind of like getting back on a bike, or was there kind of a learning curve, relearning curve?
Yeah, it's it is muscle memory, a lot like getting on a bike. It's just kind of like a timeline thing. Like when I came back, everybody was already 6 weeks ahead. And so for me, I have been doing college football for a long time, but you kind of got to go through the fall camps and stuff like that. And so while everybody else is on like week six, we're on, but we had the 3 weeks of fall camp. So I'm really on week three of fall camp, where they're on week nine potentially. So just trying to play catch up, but still be smart and safe about it. And you know what I'm saying?
What do you guys have to prepare for Arizona's offense? What do they bring?
They're a good offense. They want to run the ball. They want to pass the ball. So they got some good athletes over there. So it should be a fun one.
Hey, take us through that goal line stand.
Oh, my gosh. How cool is that, huh?
Four-inch line.
Yeah.
You know, take us through that.
Man, so I'm sitting there, you know, I'm looking at the offensive guard, too, and he's looking at me. So I'm like, okay. Here we go, man. Me and you, one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? And then they actually walked up to the line of scrimmage, and I was just like, hey, man, tell your coach this isn't going to work. You know, get in their head. I'm just playing. But, yeah, they snapped it, and then they ran right at me, you know? So I was like, heck, yeah, this is my favorite play. My favorite play in college football is, you know, fourth and one on the one or third and one. You know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, one of our linebackers came in, smacked him, and I was like, go Cougs. So it was awesome.
Are you the type of guy that would enjoy going up against the tush-push type play?
Dude, I love the tush-push. I guarantee, you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever, you know, hopefully NFL is in the future, stuff like that, dude, you'll see me right there at the bottom giggling of the tush-push. It'll be so much fun.
Hey, how does Coach Pua take you through each week to prepare, say, prepare for Arizona? What are some of the things that he does for you guys?
Yeah, hey, you know, shout out Coach Buha. He's a phenomenal coach on and off the field. And, you know, he has experience in the NFL, so it doesn't get any more top tier than that. And so when we're back there, you know, studying how far out was the running back compared to the tackles, and then we're looking at, like, little things like little keys that the guards do, fingertips hard on the ground, is his heel up when he's pulling, stuff like that. And so we really dive in, especially, like, this group and BYU in general. We're all a little bit older. We've been around the game for so long, so it's like you don't really have to cover the basics, which you still do at the beginning, but now, like, okay, instead of inside zone, you know where the doubles are coming from. It's like, okay, should we go back on the guard? Should we go back on the center? You know, so little stuff like that. And he's really good at listening to what we want to do. And then, you know, we come out here, we like mess around with it in practice, see what works for everybody. And then he is like completely accepting to putting us in the best position possible to win. So phenomenal guy, phenomenal coach.
It sounds like it's going to be really rainy in Tucson.
I hope so.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 years ago in Stillwater, you guys played in the rain against the
Eagles. Yeah, yeah, I tell you what, if it's raining in Tucson and I make a play, you're going to see a penguin slide. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I hope so. It'll be a fun one.
So I know it's not the defense doesn't prepare mm-hmm. for water as much as – has the offense been doing stuff or anything?
You know, sometimes, like, when we make a cool play, we're in the huddle and we, like, splash water at each other. And yeah. So we always think it's raining a little bit. But you know how BYU is. We're going to run the ball. You know, rain, shine, snow, whatever. So I don't know what they're doing over there. I hope it rains. I think they hope it rains, too. You talk to the offensive line, they want to run the ball, too.
Last question. You played on a few defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Coming here, what makes this defense so special and so good?
Yeah, you know, I think, like you said, I've been on a couple great defenses, and I think something that carries over from those defenses and these defenses is just people willing to, like, sell out, fly around, hit people. And so you kind of – there's some of those guys who are worried about their bodies. You know, we're week six. Everybody's banged up a little bit. And so you got to decide before you come out, am I going to be a man? Am I going to fly around? I signed up to play this game, and so am I going to, you know, reckless abandon, light my hair on fire, go hit somebody? Or am I going to be like, oh, my thumb hurts, you know, my elbow hurts, my knee hurts, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you watch these guys, even – if you got a little bruise, whatever, these guys, everybody's still flying around. Everybody's still getting in there, finding joy in the game. Like, you watch the defensive line, we'll take double teams. Everybody's laughing about it. So I think we're all a little bit messed up in the head, but You got to be if you're playing football, you know.